This is Lawrence Tuning, and these are my 88 friends.
Me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends. I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one man band. I'm the number one fan. Me and my 88.
Welcome to episode 88 of our show, Me and My 88 Friends. We've got lots of music on the show today, and I want to start off with this song at the piano called I Want to Receive.
I want to receive everything that you have for me. I want to believe everything that you say. And I want to know more of the truth as you know it to be. God, give me the courage to see things your way. I want to receive everything that you have for me. Lord, I want to believe everything that you say. And I want to know more of the truth as you know it to be. God, give me the courage to see things your way. So many years have I turned a deaf ear, refusing to hear what you wanted to tell me. So many days have I failed to obey, too busy to listen, I chose my own way. Now I want to receive everything that you have for me. I want to believe everything that you say. And I want to know more of the truth as you know it to be. God, give me the courage to see things your way. I'm getting closer and closer each day. I want to simply let go and go all the way. There's a new hunger like never before. I feel more and more you have good things in store. So I want to receive everything that you have for me. Lord, I want to believe everything that you say. I want to know more of the truth as you know it to be. God, give me the courage to see things your way. God, give me the courage. God, give me the courage. Just give me the courage to see things your way.
We're calling this episode, Let Me Worship You Today. This is episode 88 of our show, Me and My 88 Friends. What does it mean to really be a worshiper? What does it mean to worship God? We got to be careful to not put the cart before the horse. The cart is the musical excellence of the band, the musical excellence of the praise team. We can get all of our emphasis on that, and we are told in the scriptures to play skillfully with the harp. So we're to give it all we've got as musicians. But if we're not careful, our attention can be on performance and not really on worship. And so it's got to be more than just playing a song well and singing a song well, having a great tune, having great words. Worship, real worship, is a matter of the individual heart. In the book of John, the woman at the well asked Jesus, where is the best place to worship? Should we worship in Jerusalem or should we worship on another mountain? And he said, neither. The day is coming when people will worship in spirit and in truth. And that's the kind of worshipers the Father is seeking. So worship starts in the heart. I'm reminded of a verse in Isaiah that says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." I'm praying that will never happen in my own life, that I could go through the motions of playing a song or doing a concert and praise God with the music and the performance, but the heart not really be in it. So what does it mean to worship? Well, to be a worshiper, we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to bow before Him, and that's just a symbol of saying, "God, You are more important than me. I lay my life down before You. I lay my heart down before You. And I am going to put my focus on You and not me." There's a verse in Revelation that talks about people laying their crowns down when they see the Lord in heaven. And I'm told that Queen Victoria of England made the statement one time during her long reign that she hoped that Jesus would come back during her reign so that she could lay her crown down at His feet. That's really what worship is. We have to be humble. We have to be grateful. And we have to do like the old song says, turn our eyes upon Jesus. And there's a wonderful passage about worship that I just want to read you. This revolutionized my life as a worship leader when I used to lead worship at a couple of churches. It talks about basically three phases of the worship experience. And I just want to read it to you and point some things out. And we're going to do this on this episode today. This is Psalm 95. I'm reading in the New American Standard Version. It starts out by saying, "O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods, in whose hands are the depths of the earth. The peaks of the mountain are His also. The sea is His, for it was He who made it, and His hands formed the dry land." Okay, that's the first phase. And what that first phase is, it's celebration. It's saying to each other, "Come, let's sing together." Our focus is on getting ready to worship Him, getting ready to praise, and our focus is on talking about Him, talking about what He's done. It's talking, it's horizontal in a way. It's talking to each other. We're all singing and talking about what is great about our God. But then it shifts in the psalm. By the way, I got this in an article I read many, many years ago, but it really changed the way I enter into worship. After celebration, after telling each other, let's do it, it changes because it says in verse 6, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God. We are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand." And so that's a shift from looking around at each other and saying, "Come, let's worship, let's praise Him, let's talk about Him, let's sing, let's shout." This is now, let's kneel, let's bow before Him. And I think the best kind of worship service is where there comes a point where people begin to move away from celebrating together into that intimate time where, like the old song used to say, forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. There's that intimate time where we're not celebrating so much now, but we are entering in, we're bowing down, we're kneeling, we're humbling ourselves, and we're worshiping, and we're telling Him how much we appreciate Him. That's a reverent pose, whereas the first pose is a celebration pose. And that, I think we got to enter into that place where we get intimate with Him. But the third thing is what I think we miss so many times. It says in verse 8, Do not harden your... It says, today if you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me and tried me, though they had seen my work. That third phase is listen. If you hear his voice, and it says today if you hear his voice, there's an expectancy that he might speak today. And so it says, listen, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, respond to it. So those three components to me is what makes a true worship service, a true worship experience. There's a point for calling people to worship. There's a point for telling people, now, let's do it together. And there's a point for celebrating and singing and clapping and fast songs and celebration. But then it needs to move into that reverent, intimate time where we forget about those around us and we concentrate on him. And then I believe we need to stop and pause and get before the Lord and just listen and see if he might want to say something to our hearts. So this is what we're going to do in this episode. We're going to start with a call to worship. And we're going to do some songs about the Lord where we're celebrating him. And then we're going to move into that intimate time where we're just talking to God. And we're going to end with just me playing the piano and us just being alone before God. Here we go with Let Me Worship You Today, episode 88.
Creation. Let us be going, going. Rise, let us be going, going. It's time to arise, let us be going.
Laughter, Oh, he could hardly believe his eyes. What a happy, happy day when the tears were wiped away and the weeping turned into joy. There'll be laughter, lots of laughter, when Jesus shall reappear. There'll be joy, great shouts of joy, we shall meet him in the air. Oh, and we shall see him just as he is. Oh, we will hardly believe our eyes. What a happy, happy day when the tears are wiped away and the weeping turns into joy. What a happy, happy day when the tears are wiped away and the weeping turns into joy. What a happy, happy day when the tears are wiped away and the weeping turns into joy. What a happy, happy day when the tears are wiped away and the weeping turns into joy.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Oh, taste and see, you can know for yourself. You will be satisfied that the Lord is good. Yes, the Lord, he is good. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry. He set me free from the fears of my mind. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Oh, taste and see, you can know for yourself. You will be satisfied that the Lord, he is good. Yes, the Lord, he is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And blessed is the one that trusteth in him. You know the eyes of the Lord are upon his people, and the ears of the Lord attend to our cry. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Oh, taste and see, you can know for yourself. You will be satisfied that the Lord, he is good. Yes, the Lord, he is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. Oh, taste and see, you can know for yourself. You will be satisfied that the Lord, he is good. Yes, the Lord, he is good. I know the Lord, he is good.
Peace.
and every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Even so, even those who pierced him,
those who pierced him,
and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Even so, today my heart was broken. I sat down and I cried. I lost something very dear to me. I felt alone inside. I needed to talk to someone. All that I could do was pray. Then I heard a still small voice. This is what I heard it say. You love me in the autumn. Love me in the spring. You loved me when the summer breeze was ever so gently blowing. But will you love me when the winter comes and you feel the icy wind? Will you stay with me, or will you be my fair weather friend? I've known the joy of laughter.
sung those songs of praise. I have lifted my voice, my heart has rejoiced. Another time and place, but today my heart is breaking. The laughter just isn't there. Once again, I hear that still small voice whispering in my ear. You love me in the autumn. Summer breeze was ever so gently blowing, but will you love me when the winter comes and you feel the icy wind? Will you stay with me, or will
caution to the wind.
Why, oh why, can't I just reach out and begin? In my heart, I long to run to you, Lord, surrender it all to you. I don't know why I never seem to break through. Why is it, Lord, it seems so hard to obey? What would they think? What would the other people say? Some other time, maybe some more convenient day. In my heart, I wanna shout it out loud, the way I feel inside. I don't know why I can't break through this wall of pride. Time after time, I say to myself, I'm ready for a change. But something inside keeps holding me back, and everything stays the same. So here am I, on the outside looking in, wishing inside I could cast caution to the wind. Bound up in chains, feeling ashamed of my sin. In my heart, I long to worship you, Lord, unashamed of following you. Here am I, here am I. Won't you touch me tonight? Heal me inside.
Yeah. want to love you. After one I've seen, and I will be a fool not to follow you. After where I've been, I was wandering in the darkness. Oh, yes, I was.
Yes.
And then I heard you call. I'll be a fool.
Thank you.
so loving, so kind. Came at just the right time. And sometimes I sit and I wonder, where would I be right now if you didn't come along when you did? And just love me. Been so real to me. You've been so loving, so kind. And you came at just the right time. And sometimes I sit and I wonder, tell me, where would I be right now if you didn't come along when you did? I want to thank you. I thank you for loving me. I know I'll never understand everything there is to know about your love, your mercy on a wretch like me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you've been so real to me, and you've been so so kind. I thank you, you came at just the right time. And sometimes I sit and I wonder, tell me, where would I be right now if you didn't come along when you did? Thank you today. I thank you for loving me. Just for loving me. Thank you for being a part of this episode, which we have devoted to worship. I want to play a couple of songs as we begin to end this episode. The first one is out of Scripture, and it's sung by my good friends Paul and Sandy Mutter. And the three of us got together around the piano and sang this song together. Paul and Sandy taught this to me many years ago when I was their pastor. It's a little bit bittersweet to play this because we sang this back in April of last year. And I had no idea that this would be the last time I would gather around a piano with Paul, because he died unexpectedly a few months later. And so it's sad to hear him sing, but yet it's a joyful thing to remember the way he used to praise God with his guitar and with his voice. But this is called Hear My Cry, O Lord. I don't think anyone knows who wrote the tune to it, but it's out of the Psalms. And then I want to end with the song, Let Me Worship You Today. Let me tell you just a little story about that song. Back when I was pastoring, we never did own a building. We had to rent facilities. And we were meeting at the Marlboro Girls Club in a special room that they had. When the church outgrew that room, we began to search all over town to find a church building we could rent or to find another suitable place. Well, while that was going on, the Girls Club built a gymnasium and attached it to the building. And there came a point where we began to realize, well, maybe the most practical thing is, because we can't find anywhere else, let's just meet in the gym. Let's set chairs up in the gym, and we can worship there. And that's what we did for several years. Well, during that time, one of the members of our church, who had been raised in a very proper, beautiful building, and her concept of church life was nice pews, nice building. And the thought of meeting in a gymnasium under a basketball hoop, it appalled her. And one day she was reading the Bible, and she came upon the passage where God said to Moses, take your shoes off, you're standing on holy ground. And it occurred to her that it was just a bush. It was a bush that was on fire. There was nothing formal about it. There was nothing fancy about it. It was a bush. But the fact that God was there, that God was in the bush, made it holy ground. And so God gave her the revelation that even if it's a gymnasium, if God chooses to meet with us there, it's holy ground. And that's where the line of this song, Let Me Worship You Today, comes, that says, this is holy ground where we're standing just because you choose to be here. So we're going to play these two songs, and I've decided to end it this way. When this is over, you're just going to hear piano music. As I sat down at the keyboard and just played freestyle in worship to God. And I want us, we've had the celebration songs, we've had the worshipful songs, but I want to do the third part of that Psalm 95. I want us to just listen to him. Get quiet and listen. As I play this music, and even after it ends, just spend some time listening to him. He might speak. He doesn't speak in a big booming voice. He speaks in a gentle whisper most of the time. So thank you for being with us. Here are these last three pieces of music. God bless.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that's higher than I.
For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock, or lead me to the rock that's higher.
Just a little bit, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me stay here before you. Don't make me leave this place. Just let me sit for a while at your feet. Just let me savor these moments so sweet. Let me worship you today in the stillness of this moment. There is nothing I'd rather be doing right now than staying here worshiping you. This is holy ground where I'm standing, just because it used to be here. So let the things of this earth fade from my view as I linger here worshiping you. Let the things of this earth fade from my view as I linger here worshiping you. As I linger here worshiping you. As I linger here worshiping you.